Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to trust your intuition no matter what. Our guest today is A.W. Finnegan, and he's author of The Sleeper Agent. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, and your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us A.W. Finnegan, and he's author of The Sleeper Agent. Adam is an author, a writer, a graphic artist, a designer, and a researcher. Welcome, Adam. Hey, Adam. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Adam. Can you hear
me? How are you doing?
Good. Adam, your book is really great because the subtitle of it is The Rise of Lyme Disease, Chronic Illness, and the Great Imitator Antigens of Biological Warfare. And so it's really a great book. And so can you tell us a little bit about what is the art of germ weapons?
Well, this is like any other form of warfare. You know, you'll have chemical and nuclear warfare, but this is biological warfare using microbes, viruses, and just pathogens as weapons of war. And, of course, there are a few categories of them. Some of them, most people would think of the fatal bioweapons that would, you know, generally kill, but these are different in that they don't kill, but they rather wear down, they tire and exhaust, and incapacitate the victims. And this is something that can also accumulate over the course of generations.
I see. You know, I do understand a little bit about this because back in the day in 1987, I got the Epstein-Barr virus, and chronic fatigue syndrome is all part of this. Lyme disease is all part of the same old thing. And I went, and what happened was that I went to many doctors, and it would hit every organ of my body. First they thought I had a brain tumor, then they thought I had a heart attack, and finally they discovered that it was this disease that they didn't know what it was, and they wanted to give me Prozac, and I said no, and I went into natural healing and healed myself with diet and herbs and all sorts of stuff. But it resides in my spine, and that's the problem. If these diseases never go away, you just have to maintain them.
Yeah, and so one of the I often call it, can you hear me?
I can.
Are you there? There is often a term that I use called the dark triad. It's a term used for psychology to describe dark traits of a personality, but in this sense, I use it to describe the dark traits of the effects of these weapons, which are cancer, neurological diseases, and of course, mental disorders fall under that same spectrum, and also chronic disease.
Yeah, tell us about, you know, it was really interesting because what you did is you found the chain of events and you really researched them very minutely. And so you're finding new evidence on these different things. And it's kind of, it's very, very interesting that people need to know, especially with the last thing that they kind of let out, which was the pandemic of the coronavirus, you know, which, you know, has been around a while but was adapted at the lab. But anyway, briefly, what is the chain of events that led to biological warfare?
Well, it was kind of like, I mean, we have the first recorded instances in the 1700s with the British using smallpox as a weapon, first against the Native Americans, then against the Continental Army. But but in more recent times, like in the last century or so, it was that 1918 influenza incident, and there was a bunch of incidents leading up to it where there was a bioterrorism campaign against America by Germany, and there was a lot of false flag antagonism where, you know, like the British would infect our cattle going to Germany, and they thought it was an attack by the Americans. And there were some events during 1918 leading up to it, which may have actually influenced the way the 1918 influenza played out, because they were going around infecting horses that were being used for medical treatments, and like the CERN and vaccines, like they used horse tissues to make the broth to grow meningococcus vaccine in before they went down to Kansas to start this meningococcus vaccine program. And that was like the kind of the breeding ground where a month after they had finished that, the 1918 influenza shows up in Kansas.
So
all countries were trying to emulate the 1918 influenza in their biological warfare program. Now it's kind of like that set the stage for future biological warfare programs, even though people don't realize that it's that old. The programs got rolling probably in the 30s, but then by World War II, each country had their own program.
Well, I believe that because my first husband worked at Merck Sharp and Dohme, and some of the things that he had discovered, things that he had discovered went into biological warfare back in the 70s, and he left because he couldn't handle that part of it, and he went to work for Calcan to design dog food. He said that was going to be a lot easier for him to understand and do rather than killing people. But you know, it's really interesting because you talk about this Eric Traub, and what is this? Who is he, and how did he help build bioweapons?
He was like, you could consider him probably like the all-star bioweaponeer of the whole world, I would say, globally. He was like the most valuable player, and he worked for each superpower, pretty much. I mean, he worked for, he came over in the 1930s under a scholarship with the Rockefeller Institute. So he worked for the United States before he worked for Germany, but then when the war was coming, World War II, he went back to Germany, and he started studying there, and he set himself up there. He worked on an island during World War II, which was called Insel Reims, which is kind of like the German Plum Island. And actually, Plum Island was set up under, you know, after his descriptions of that place. So they kind of set it up at his, he was advising the USDA on how to set it up. He worked over there first. I do have him with the bird strains that he made the Lyme disease virus with in 1939. He started making this as far back as like 1940, and then he started making different strains. Like there's a few strains that are over in Germany already that were there before they showed up in America. And then when he came over, after World War II, he started producing more strains. He brought some over. But he was also captured at the end of World War II by the Soviet Union. So he worked for them as well. And the guy who wrote the introduction to my book, John Loftus, he was the first one to discuss the Lyme disease connection to the biological warfare connection to Lyme disease in his 1982 book, Valara's Secret, which is now called America's Nazi Secret. And he wrote the introduction to my book, but he had a friend who actually interrogated Eric Traub, and Eric Traub had confessed that he had been flipped to the KGB before he was sent over through the paperclip program, which was also something that commonly happened with some of those other Nazis that were brought over here. And he was very intelligent, and he could run circles around a lot of the other scientists, and he was just one of a kind. He was just more of an evil genius rather than somebody who's using his intelligence for a good purpose, you know.
Right. So how was he the sleeper agent, and how did the American military get involved with Lyme disease and consequently its surveillance?
Yeah, so Eric Traub, I called it the sleeper agent. It's both about the actual agents themselves being kind of like, they can lay dormant for a while before being activated, and they kind of put the immune system to sleep as well. But also him as being a double agent, when he was sent over here, there was kind of like a bioterrorism campaign against America by the Soviet Union. And that's kind of what happened with that, as far as I can see. I mean, there were other people already integrated into our system that were kind of working against us, and I think for a long time there was a lot of enemies in America that were kind of slowly taking over the country anyway. But they got involved in Lyme disease. See, as far as I can tell, they didn't really know what hit them at first. They did take part in allowing him to release ticks on shorebirds that were released on Plum Island, but they were citing this as what were called a simulant test. Like, so he was telling them that these ticks had harmless bacteria in them that was used as tracers, and they believed him. And they did the same thing with a lot of the other bacteria that they sprayed all over the place in these open air tests. Like, there was an airborne bacteria that they used called Serratia marcescens. And I have evidence in my book that he actually weaponized that bacteria in the 1940s. So he was kind of like telling them to use all of these, use germs. They're harmless, even though they weren't. And so that seems to have been what has happened. And then when they realized what they had done wrong, they started to cover it up. And then they started surveillance programs to, instead of trying to deal with the problem, they would just track the diseases as they played out.
Oh, I see. So in your research now, what other weapons were and are in development?
Say that again?
I said in your research that you've done, what other weapons are in development right now?
Oh, well, I mean, I have... He weaponized a layer of different agents. I have, I have him actually, it wasn't just the spirochetes that he put in those ticks, but there was a whole, additional cocktail of different, there was like the blood parasite Babesia, there was Bartonella, there was different forms of Rickettsia. Then he had also weaponized foot and mouth virus when he was over in Germany, and I'm pretty sure he unleashed some of these also over here, so that it would take the human hosts, but it wouldn't cause those blisters like you see on the cattle. It would cause a central nervous system disease, more in the realm of like polio or coxsackie virus. He also weaponized like certain itch. So what he liked to do is take animal diseases that were normally a problem for animals and make them, turn them into human diseases.
Like the function
never have been seen before by any physician, so it would be very confusing.
Right, like the gain of function research that Fauci was doing. Exactly. Yeah.
The animal disease kingdom is like a vast reservoir of new human diseases.
Well,
is basically how they looked at it, and that's how Eric Sharp looked at it. That's why he was a veterinarian, and that's why the veterinarians were always like the best bioweapon is.
Oh, I see. Now, how did corporate integration and public health contingency plans fit into this equation? I mean, here he is designing all these things. So how does the public health get involved and corporate integration?
Yeah. So a lot of the pharmaceutical giants were they were always involved in this biological warfare stuff. They would have made, all of the stuff for them to use. Like, these simulant tests, Ukraine would be involved in it, and then also you have vaccines and stuff. Vaccine production would be also something under their watch, you know. And so, but the thing is with these, with a lot of this stuff is like, and what I've tried to emphasize a lot is that a lot of these vaccines do the same damage as the actual bioweapons, because they're kind of like in the same class. They incapacitate, they burn out the immune system, and so people start getting these chronic diseases. You can see somebody could get the same disease from a bioweapon as a vaccine because of antigens involved. And so they were always kind of involved in the biological warfare program, and they did also want to be covered under, you know, they didn't want to be sued and all that stuff. So they started to change the laws. They started these surveillance programs. They started to change the laws so that they couldn't be sued. There were all these laws that allowed testing on the population with or without their consent, even though in 1997 they claim that it was repealed, but it's actually not repealed, because they just changed the way it was worded so that in the exceptions, they could basically cite like any kind of peaceful academic research or any protection against biological warfare agents as a means to continue testing on the population with or without their consent. They just basically repealed the original law that was created in 1972, so it made it seem like it was repealed, only they just changed the wording so people wouldn't realize that they could still do it now.
Right, and the thing is that, you know, the mRNA vaccines are one of the examples of this, because, you know, that was massive testing, and it's not even a vaccine.
Yeah.
They changed the nomenclature of a vaccine to fit this mRNA because they knew that people would never want to have any genetic changing material in their body, and so they couldn't pass it. So they're trying to do that, and they're finding more and more and more things done. Same thing with the GMO weapons of the GMO mosquitoes. You know, they're saying that, you know, they can also, you know, have a mosquito or an insect or a very small little robot now come in and give you a vax, and you would never even know it. And the mRNA can do that. So we have to be very, very careful here, because what your book says is that this is not something new. This is something that's been happening for a very, very long time. And as Americans and as people that don't want to have chronic diseases, we want to make sure that, you know, we are aware of what's going on so that we can keep our health freedom of choice, which is all about what this book really is to give some background saying, hey, pull the wool over your eyes, you know, and open them up, you know, pull it off and open up your eyes to see that this is part of the agenda. And I can understand, you know, of wanting, knowing other countries are doing biological warfare. It's one thing they want to keep up, but there's been so many accidents that people don't know, and this is what causes the diseases to come out. I mean, the coronavirus is not the first. We've had it over and over and over again, you know, and so we have to be very, very careful, right?
Yeah, and I think in the West, too, is that, unfortunately, the weapons that Eric Trout made, they didn't really understand them so much, and they still don't really understand that when you're constantly trying to, like with the vaccine, for example, these antigens are what cause the disease. So if you're using that, even though you're saying, oh, well, there's no virus in it, but we're just going to inject you with these proteins, well, they can still cause the same disease. And it kind of hints at how Eric Trout had basically realized an entire side of immunology that isn't acknowledged today. And they actually went out of their way to bury it. His findings in something that was called immune tolerance. There was another term for it called immune paralysis, which would be a better term, but they used that term, immune tolerance, when they gave the Nobel Prize to two guys who didn't work together, and it was actually something that Eric Trim had found, but they made it about organ transplants instead of infectious disease. But basically, if they had acknowledged what Eric Trim had realized in this whole immunology realm, is that the vaccines are now are basically causing the same diseases as your weapons, because they burn the immune system out. Our immune system isn't indestructible, and it's not meant to go up against endless challenges and injections.
Right.
And that's something that the biodefense industry has never really understood.
Well, I don't think that they care. We've got to go to break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more with A.W. Finnegan, a.k.a. Adam, about his book, The Sleeper Agent, which you can get on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. So stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a Self-Discovery Reference Guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us A.W. Finnegan, and he's author of The Sleeper Agent, which is really showing a little bit about how biological warfare actually, and this guy Eric Traub, shame on him, helped to create Lyme disease, and doing a lot of these terrible diseases that have been around for a long time, and how they're using it as biological weapons, and how they have, Big Pharma has no liability for anything that they do, and how now science is not so much for truth and understanding. I think it's more about the money and the profit. So that was my question for you. Does modern science have a respect for truth and actual science these days?
No, I would say you're correct on that. And part of the reason, too, I think, is that from a very long time ago, our scientific community, which they started overtaking that, just like kind of like our country was overtaken. Well, that was one area they were like, we really need to take over that. And it's kind of like But yeah, they don't. It's become more of a political machine more than actual science. You know what I mean? And you know, it's definitely silencing their opposition. So yeah, absolutely. They do not have respect for the truth and actual science. It's become something just like the political spectrum, I would say.
Yeah, I think it started way back in the 80s when the HMOs took over from the American Medical Association and got the doctors to join these HMOs. And then it became from, from helping people to profit. And basically what happened was that once they gave up, the doctors gave up their rights to these HMOs, the HMOs took over, and then the big pharma, you know, the NIH actually owns most of the patents to make these vaccines and the way they make them, as well as some of the vaccines, and that nobody really understands that that there is this whole mRNA technology was really a military operation that started and then was, brought in, and we were mad. This was an experiment to see, A, how the COVID-19 thing was an experiment. Once it got out, and I believe that it was not intentional, I believe that, being psychic, I went back to the time and I saw the guy that walked out of the Wuhan lab who was infected and didn't realize he was. So it wasn't meant to do it, but it did get out, and then it was used as a political faction to see how much people would take before they could control them, you know. And also, it's been science now is owned, you know, is really the whole biological warfare programs are all military to begin with. And then on top of that, you know, Big Pharma wants money. And what happened was they started these HMOs, and then it became where the HMOs, people could not get help. You know, they'd have to wait 6 weeks to go see this guy and that guy, and they weren't healing. So they started going to natural medicine, and the natural medicine became very big. And then science and spirituality started to merge. And then Big Pharma said, hey, we're losing money. We got to stop this. And vaccines, of course, are the biggest money producer for them. And so they said, okay, look, you know, and same as with cancer and heart disease. You know, I was president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for 8 years. And we were not allowed to even touch things that would say that would even say that we could help cancer or heart disease, because these were big pharmas, big guys, you know, these were the big guys. Big pharma was making the biggest money on that. And so so what happened was they were losing money because people were not going to doctors. A lot of people were not taking vaccines anymore because it was getting too expensive. And the healthcare in this country is far below even the smallest country in Europe. And so what they ended up doing was they just went all out with this. When COVID came in, it was a big opportunity for them to push the vaccines, do the political agendas, because they run the lobbying organizations of the political, both sides. I don't think that either side is a good side anymore. Give me an independent. But so that's what's been happening. So you can't trust the science anymore because it's all bastardized, because these people are all intermingled. And then it got worse when the FDA did the short track on getting these things out. You know, people just pay and then they get their stuff out and they don't even have to test anymore. So I think that what we need to do is kind of get independent testing and, you know, science. If something goes in, it shouldn't be tested by either the FDA or, you know, or any of them. And certainly,
I can't even go to a doctor. I don't even go to a doctor. Like, I still have Lyme disease. I'm doing a lot better than I used to be years ago, but I still don't go to doctors because they do absolutely nothing for me. And
correct.
A lot of people who are also in my position they can't get any help through that. And if you keep trying to go to them, what they eventually do is say you're a psychiatric patient.
Correct. Exactly. That's what they ended up doing with me. This one guy, doctor got so annoyed. He says, well, you have to go to a psych evaluation. I said, for what? I said, there's something definitely going on. And I ended up finding a shrink. And I couldn't because I was in government security, you know, clearances at that point. I was working with the airlines and Datacom, and I couldn't go because I'd lose. You weren't allowed to go to a shrink and have security clearances back in the day. So I had to pay out of pocket, and the guy said, oh, no, he goes, you're definitely. I made sure he was an internist before he became a shrink, a psychiatrist. And he said, oh, no, you're definitely sick. And I said, well, good. Thank you. And then, but it was crazy. So I haven't been to a doctor since 1992, and I'm 75, and I'm in perfect health. And I've managed to, on my site, there's a diet that actually helps Lyme disease and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, and also chronic fatigue or any immune system disorder. So,
diet's definitely important, no doubt.
Right, and supplements and stuff. Yeah. So, and hypnosis. And
there's a lot of people that I met, like, that got sick like me from getting a vaccine itself.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another reason why people don't want to take them, because people are like, you know, they're seeing some of these injuries that are coming through. It's not just that there's too many vaccines anymore. They're like, a lot of people are waking up to that it's causing a lot of these same diseases. And my book kind of explains why that is.
Right. Right. And I know that four people of my close family died from the COVID vaccine. So,
people would have. I remember being very anxious about it before it even rolled out because I knew all about what it would do.
Right.
It's one of those really nasty ones. I would say that it's the nastiest one out there.
Right, and the more you get, the easier you get COVID, and there's so many things that are now coming out, but again, they're falsifying information, and they're not allowing the real information to get out. Anyway, I want to say thank you, Adam. Where can people find out more about you and your book?
Yeah, you can find my website. It is thesleeperagent.com, so just put thesleeperagent.com, and that's where you can order my book, and that's where you can also find information. I have blogs, I have video links and shows where you can find my video channels and such. So that is the definitive place you can go to find out more about my book and the work that I do.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. and I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff, the Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Listen, you know what time it is? It's time to answer some questions. Yay! If you need information on natural health, life problems, or spiritual objectives, feel free to call in on our toll-free number. Limit your question to one. It's 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers, 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. I will be doing a brunch with Linda October 13th, and you can sign up for it. It's not like you'll be eating with me. I'm actually doing psychic readings for Soul Connection, and it's going to be really fun, a little different than what I think normally do, and it's going to be so much fun, and it's being done with on Zoom, so we can actually interact face-to-face. Oh, my goodness. And it's going to be, you can sign up at infinityfoundation.org, infinityfoundation.org. Just look for Linda McKenzie, and you'll get all the good stuff on that. And I'll be doing it once a month, so, you know, keep looking back or look on my site, lindamckenzie.net. So in the meantime, again, we're open for readings for the rest of the show, 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. In the meantime, let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. We're going to be talking about peony. Now, that's the herb that it's not regarded in the West as it's only a kind of a decorative garden flower, but the peony has a long tradition as a medicinal herb and was in the past used to treat nervous conditions that included epilepsy. Today, the root is still valued in Chinese medicine. And there's two species that are used. One is red and one is white. And the name is derived from Pacos, a physician during the Trojan Wars. Peony, Paios, Paios probably it was, not Pacos. That's probably his Italian or Spanish brother. Anyway, the root of the peony is mostly what I use, and it's of the red peony. It's thought to cool the blood, and it moves stagnating blood and relieves pain. Recent experiments in London combined red peony root with other Chinese herbs, and they used it to treat childhood eczema very successfully. White peony, which again is another one that I use, the white peony root, has a much more specific action on the liver than red peony. It's a very soothing liver energy, and it improves its function. And in Chinese medicine, it's seen as nourishing the blood rather than cooling it, and it's considered one of the greatest women's tonics, often used for menstrual disorders as well. The root bark of the tree peony root is considered to cool the blood and has also been used in childhood eczema project in London. And it's also a good bacterial, antibacterial, and it's used for boils and abscesses. And that's what you have, is a little bit of peony, which is the herb peony. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a gemstone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to help accomplish what you want. And today we're going to talk about citrine. I actually have it on today, which I rarely use, wear it, but it's a really great stone, and so right now it's giving me lots of energy. And it's the color is ranges from yellow to golden brown to burnt amber. And it's one of the two minerals on the planet that does not hold or accumulate negative energy. It just dissipates it, transmutes it. It helps you working out problems on both the physical and the subtle levels, so it never needs clearing or cleansing. It's also been reported that citrine is one of the stones to be called the merchant stone, and by placing a cluster or a crystal of citrine in your cash box, it has produced more income for the merchant. It not only assists the merchant in acquiring wealth, but helps to maintain the state of wealth. This mineral is used for balancing the yin-yang male-female energy in the body and for aligning the chakras with the ethereal plane. It activates and opens and energizes the navel and solar plexus chakras and helps to direct personal power, creativity, intelligent decisiveness. It's the energy necessary to enhance the whole physical body. It stimulates both mental focus and mental endurance. It emits an elevated energy, which provides one with supplemental initiative coupled with emotional balance, and it stimulates the intuitive self and promotes contact with the higher forces of intelligence. You know, it also illuminates the energy of the root chakra and delivers both a comfort and optimism. It can help to dispense with fundamental levels of fear. It stops fear. It further promotes a radiance from within self and helps you stay constantly happy. I think I'm going to wear this citrine all the time now. I like this. It brightens even the darkest corner of one's perceived reality and helps you to laugh without restraint. You know what? I'm going to keep this on forever. Well, we have a caller, so let's stop for a moment, and then we'll get back to citrine. And it's Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I guess the thing is, thank you for asking. I guess the thing is, I have a very close friend of mine, but I know he's not the right one for me. And I prefer to keep it like that, just like a friendship. Somehow, I guess I'm going to be the right guy for me. Some way, someday. I'm curious, very curious about it.
You mean about this guy, or is it going to be another guy?
Another guy. I guess I believe so. No, not this guy, because I prefer to keep it like a friendship.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing for that, because he really cares about you, but I think that he's really not quite enough for you. I do see something coming in by the end of the year. It could be just end of December, beginning of January. There's somebody new coming in, and there's a lot more interest that you have in him. He will be the one for a while. I don't know if you're going to have to decide whether you want to keep him or not. You know, but it'll be your choice, and there's a lot of good in him, but there's a lot of this little he's a prankster, you know. He likes to play tricks on you, you know, and not mean things, but little funny things to make you laugh, and that can get annoying for you after a while. So you'll have to decide one way or another whether you want to keep him or not, you know. So that's what I got for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Again, if anybody wants to call in, please feel free to call in at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. One more time with the numbers, 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
Stop and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. Let's get back to citrine, you know, the one I'm going to wear all the time because it makes you laugh without restraint. I like that. Citrine is quite efficient in conveying, when necessary, any information to aspects of survival. So if you have to survive, it will give you information on how to do that. It helps to clarify problems relating to any kind of emotional problem that you have. It influences in a positive manner education, business pursuits, and interpersonal relationships. It's an excellent stone for smoothing family or group problems and subsequently produces cohesiveness within all of the members of the group. It acts similarly to be the cutting edge of a sword, penetrating a problem and expediting solutions. So citrine is really great in a lot of areas. It stimulates the crown chakra and it helps the intellect align with total perfection. So it's quite helpful in problem solving, for recognition of resolutions to any kind of mental, things that keep going round and round and round in your mind, like the dog chasing its tail, and for promoting mental awareness on a moment-to-moment basis, which is really important. It's hard to stay in the moment, but if you do, everything's always okay in the moment. It's said to stimulate openness and to help awaken the mind. Now, it's also an excellent stone for clearing the aura and aligning the auric body with the physical structure, and it kind of diminishes those muddy areas in both the aura and the physical body. And it can also help to stabilize emotion, to stop anger, encourage you to look towards the sunrise and the freshness of new beginnings and look at the reality of excellence. So in healing, it can aid in digestion, can assist in the treatment of digestive disorders, and can promote the circulation of the blood. It's been used in the treatment of degenerative disorders, and also to facilitate the diminishment of growth. It's also been used to increase visual abilities, balance the thyroid, and to activate the thymus. I am going to keep wearing citrine. Every day I'm going to get a couple of more citrine pieces because, you know what? I carry citrine with me all the time in a little pouch with some of the stones. But this one, I think I'm going to start wearing that because I could use that right now. All the stuff that it does. Isn't it wonderful? It helps everything. This is really great. All right. So I just, again, want to say that if you want to talk to me and see me on my Zoom class on October 13th, I will be at infinityfoundation.org. If you go now, you can sign up and you'll get a discount. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing readings for soul connections, and also I'll be doing a channeling from the other side. So if you have somebody on the other side that you want to talk to, if they're willing, you know, you can. I hardly ever do that kind of stuff, but I am going to be doing it for this class that we're going to do once a month. So, you know, feel free to sign up on that, and it's infinityfoundation.org. Just find my name and kind of sign up, and I'll see you. I'll see you then. I'll be doing a lot more fairs and some book signings. And right now, to the end of the year, I'm going to be working on another book. Oh, my goodness. And I've got some fun things for you. And it's going to be taking a year. But I found an old project that I did way, way back before I started the radio network. And it's called Positive Energy Cards, and it's they're called PEP cards, positive energy power. And what they do is they help you, they're oracle cards, but they also help you to learn about the 12 universal laws and the 22 sub laws. It also helps you use this to increase your positive power of energy, and it's going to be really great. And I have a friend of mine, Sally Sargent, who is a very reputable, wonderful artist that is very well known across the world, actually, and she has agreed to do all of the 56 cards that are in the set, and I'm going to be writing the book. So that's this year. That's, I'm not going to tell you about the project that's coming out in 2025, but so this one's going to come out in 2026. We got to give her some time to do 56 pictures, right? You know, just because these are not going to be computer generated. These are not AI-generated. This is hand-generated from a true, real artist. So, you know, the creativity and the balance and the power of my words and her cards are going to be phenomenal. So I'm going to be talking about that as they come in, and then maybe right after, because she's such a famous artist, I might even show the whole work when she's done with the 56 paintings in an art gallery, you know, for a exhibit, because it's going to be wonderful. So I'm just jazzed. I'm just working very, very hard. I'm trying to do this new book and get that out probably by March this year, because I also want to produce a record, which I have to start trying to do. And you know how things go when the holidays come. Once Halloween comes, it's like there's a blur. You know, it used to be after Thanksgiving, right? But now everybody's started to try and speed everything up because, you know, you go into the stores in the summer and you're seeing Christmas stuff and October and Halloween stuff. And I don't know where the turkeys are. They're trying to run away. But, you know, they're not getting far because Thanksgiving is coming too. And what we want to do this year is, if you know someone that is, you know, not with anybody, you know, invite them to your house and your family, and let's expand our families, because it's very important to come together and to offer love and camaraderie to people. especially, you know, after that hurricane that is in North Carolina, that we need to help support each other. You know, the government doesn't seem to be doing anything, and I don't want to hear anything about conspiracy theories. I know people on the ground, okay? And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're helping the people themselves. So let's help each other, because that's the most important thing, is kindness and to be helping with each other and embracing each other, because where there is love, there can be no fear or hate. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, or at least you were. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Don't forget to check out all the wonderful shows on HealthyLife.net. And I think coming up in the next couple of months, we're going to have one or two slots open for a radio host, once a month radio host, which rarely come up. So if you'd like to be one, contact me at info@healthylife.net and let me know. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of knowledge, trust, and action. Bye.